Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Jesus is the way that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way that the Lord has made. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Jesus is the way that the Lord has made. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we could live and have our being in him. We say thank you, Jesus. We thank you for waking us all up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our bright and morning star in a dark situation. Oh, we come to bless his name today. Because without him, we are absolutely nothing. Without him, we can do absolutely nothing. With him, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank him for strength on the line today. We thank him for strength for Dr. Wilkes today in the loss of her loved one, Father God. We thank you for her strength, Father God. We thank you for her peace in the midst of this storm. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for Rita, Father God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God that faithfully works behind the scenes. So we thank you that you're keeping your arms around her, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Around her and her entire family, from the oldest to the youngest and all in between, and her seeds to come. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We say thank you. Thank you for our pastor today, Laron Matthews, Father God, as he continues to pour out to your people near and far, Father God. You're pouring back into him your strength, your peace. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up the whole entire Matthews family, Father God. We ask you to keep them in your keeping care. Mother Sydney and her entire family, Father God, ask you to keep your arms around them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pour your strength into Mother Sydney's family, Father God. Do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them. We say thank you. We thank you for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Father God. We thank you for keeping them, Lord God, from all harm and danger, Father God. We lift up our neighborhoods to you today, Father God. We ask for peace in our neighborhoods today, peace in our homes today, peace in the world today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We say thank you for going by the hospitals on today, going from room to room, floor to floor, Father God. You're stopping by the surgical rooms on today, healing and setting free through surgery, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. You are a healer. Hallelujah. You are Dr. Jesus, the great physician. We say thank you, Lord. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Your word says, if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning in the midst of our storms. We say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You took 39 stripes on your vessel for each and every one of us. We say thank you. Lift up Elder Hunter and his entire family to you today, Father God. Thank you for blessing them indeed, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest and all in between in the seas to come. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today. We come to bless your name. You married to the backsliders on today. You're sliding them back to you by your Holy Spirit. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. When I look back over my own life, I could truly say that I am blessed, that I am a walking testimony, that I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the chance to be a testimony. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Couldn't have did it without you. Thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thou name. Thou kingdom come, thou will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Because this is the day the Lord has made. And we will rejoice. We will say hallelujah in the midst of storm. Hallelujah in the midst of bereavement. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that your people are blessed today. Blessed going out, they blessed coming in. They're the head, not the tail, they're above and not beneath, they're more than conquerors. Call the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We nothing without you, absolutely nothing. And we say thank you. We lift up the whole fivefold ministry to you this morning, Father God. We thank you for blessing them, meeting their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you for it right now. We thank you for drawing in new members, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Because we absolutely nothing without you. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we say thank you. We say thank you. It's power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain of depression, oppression, lack in the mighty name of Jesus. It's power in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We nothing without you. Have your way on this line in open form. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Mother Sidney.
Good morning, Mother Gwen. God bless you on today and all of God's
people.
Yes,
good morning, Mother.
God bless you, Dr. Wills. Amen. Condolences and goes out to you. Amen. Lost a loved one. We thank and praise God. Good morning to Dr. Matthew. Administrator Brian, Dr. Brian, and all of God's people that are on the line and coming in on the line near and far. I say this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and I definitely will rejoice and be glad in it early this morning. Amen. We say welcome, Holy Spirit. This is open form on this morning. I thank and praise God for you, you and you, near and far. I thank and praise God for the prayers. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, Mother was under the weather last week. Amen. And on this past Monday, I got a break. Amen. I got a break in my body. Amen. Glory to God. And I tell you, this weather and this atmosphere that we are in, glory to God, it is no joke. Amen. Here it is. We have certain weather climates, 60, 65, 7 degrees. Amen. Glory to God. And it's hitting our body. But, you know, this is open form. Amen. A place where you can ask myself, Dr. Matthew, a question, a comment, a praise report. Amen. If you have a word of knowledge, word of wisdom on a conference line, press star 6 and come right on in. And on the blog talk radio, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Get everyone. And on that line, press 1 on your dial. Then Shredder Brian will bring you right on in. Get your phones, get your tablets, get your text, get the texting, get the calling, amen, and let them know, amen, it's 5 a.m. Central Standard Time, glory to God, and whatever time it is in your region, let them know that open forum is going on right now. We just bless the Lord for you, amen, and I think about how when the enemy comes in, when he comes in and attack, amen, when you're on assignment, glory to God, and this thing that hit my body, the Spirit of the Lord, it was on last week, he had me praying for the United States. And I was praying for the United States, and after that hour I got through praying, I had an appointment. I went to the appointment, amen, glory to God, and on my way back from the appointment, all of a sudden something just hit my body. I mean, it just hit my body. I felt it just hit my body. I'm like, I said, God, what was that? And it felt like that my throat was felt like it wanted to close up. I said, God, what is going on? I said, why does it feel like my vocal cords, you know, want to try to close up on me? You know, my esophagus, you know, it was really tight. It felt like it was inflamed, glory to God. And I tell you, the muscles, the sinus was like, oh, my God. It was like they was on fire. Amen, glory to God. And I just told the Lord, I said, God, what was this? And he let me know that because I had you to pray for the United States, he said, that was an attack. He said, that was an attack on your body. And he reminded me. And God is so good. He reminded me. He said, when you are in warfare, we have to always continue to keep ourselves covered, even after the prayer. He said, you got to be covered. Amen. Hallelujah. And he let me know. He said, you normally, he said, after a warfare prayer, he said, you normally would, you cover yourself with the blood. He said, you would normally say, no backlash or retaliation. And, you know, you apply the blood. You apply the blood. You apply the blood everywhere. And he said, that particular time, I didn't apply the blood. He said, I didn't say what I normally would say to keep me covered. I said, oh, my God. I said, Lord, thank you. I said, but, you know, I said, this too shall pass. Amen. But it didn't stop me from praying. Amen. I prayed. I still continued to pray the next day, glory to God, but yet I felt the weakness, but I kept pressing, but didn't go in too far because God will teach us, you know, the Spirit of the Lord will teach us how to pray, amen. So, saints of God, I tell you, we are in a spiritual warfare. So when you know you have hit the enemy territory, and you have invaded the territory, amen, you're coming back. He's coming back, amen. He's coming back to hit you back, amen. And mainly he's going to try to take you out, glory to God. And so I just thank and praise the Lord, amen. I did get on the line last week and just listening, amen. I said, God, I want to listen. I said, because I get strength, amen. I remember the time, amen, when I was caring for my husband, he would be sick. And at the midnight prayer, the midnight prayer, I would always put the phone on the speaker, and I would put it at the top of his head, where the pillow, top of the pillow, while he's laying in the bed, looking at his movies or whatever. The prayer would be going on, and while he's asleep, there was always prayer going on. And even in the midst of when I would be praying, hallelujah, I remember the time, amen, and Evangelist Wilkes, you probably remember too, that I was praying and he was behind me and I was looking and I said, oh, my God, he's having a stroke. Amen. And I had to tend to him and Evangelist and Dr. Wilkes, amen, she took on with the prayer and then she disconnected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God, amen, for all the prayers on this morning. God bless you, Dr. Matthews on this morning. Glory to God. And I know that many times, even if I didn't inform Dr. Matthews of what was going on with me, one thing I thank and praise God for him, he would never call. He won't call me. He said, Mother, need her rest. You know, he said, Mother, need her rest. Amen. Glory to God. But I had to let them know how I was feeling. I said, I need some prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that we thank you, praise God. This is open form. Amen. On this morning, glory to God. Ask your question. Ask your comment. If you have a comment, praise report. Glory to God. I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. Amen. The Lord woke me up today. Amen. Dr. Matthew, at 3 o'clock. And he woke up at 3 o'clock. And when he woke me up at 3 o'clock, the first word that dropped in my spirit was Genesis. I said, ooh, glory to God. I said, Genesis. And so, you know, I meditate on Genesis, and he just started dropping some things in my spirit. I meditate for about 15 minutes. Glory to God. And he dropped so much in my spirit that I went right back to sleep. I went right back to sleep. Glory to God. And I said, God, and then he woke me back up at 4 o'clock. And he said, Genesis again. Glory to God. And so I just meditated upon God's word, glory to God, when he talked about Genesis, amen. And we know that, you know, Genesis is the beginning, amen. And Genesis is the origin of things, glory to God. It's the formation of nothing out of, making something out of nothing, amen, glory to God. And so many times, you know, when we think about Genesis and in the Greek word for Genesis, you know, it's beginning. And so when we think about Genesis and when he dropped that in my spirit, glory to God, I say Genesis. I said, okay, I know what Genesis is, but, you know, one thing I realized, there's a car, I mean, a dealership. I mean, he has a car named Genesis. Amen. And so I said, wait a minute. I looked it up and I put Genesis in the Google because I wanted some more on it. And I realized I just put Genesis there. And when I put Genesis there, I said, oh, there's a car and an SUV, amen, a sedan, an electrical car named Genesis. I said, Lord, I didn't know that. Glory to God. And so, and when I looked at it, and then their motto and their description of what Genesis is, and it says experience Genesis. That's what it says, experience Genesis, craftsmanship, design, the technology, and hospitality. And then it tells us to explore the Genesis collections of luxury sedans, SUVs, and electrical vehicle. Then it says you could build your own. Then they have a Genesis V80 and then a regular Genesis 80. Then it has a G70, a G60. Glory to God. I said, oh, I said, okay. I said, let me look at these different types of vehicles. And so as I was looking, I said, okay, God. I said, oh, this is similar somewhat to the Infinities. And so anyway, as I was looking at these vehicles and as I was looking and meditating on the word of God, and when he said Genesis, and it's the origin it's the origin of something, and it's the creative beginning of something. Glory to God. And when we look at Genesis in the beginning, and we know that Genesis teaches us that everyone and everything on earth is created, and everyone is created in the images of God, and everything that was created by God because he called it in existence. And so I'm like, okay, God, if there's any question, there's any comment, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, just I want to stop right here, glory to God, because there might be someone out there that has a question. Amen. For myself or Dr. Matthew. There might be someone out there in the Blog Talk Radio side. Just press one on your dial and come on in on the conference line. Press star 6. I don't want to get ahead, nor do I want to be behind, but I just want to be right on target. Amen. Glory to God. And we allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free access to us. Amen. Because we're his conduit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I know Prophet Matthew, he said, we're not going to tarry long in this season. Hallelujah. Because God is up to something. Amen. You know how you take accelerated courses in the summertime. Amen. God is accelerating in this season, in this time. Amen. He's downloading so much information, amen, upon us that we're really in this season, we're able to obtain it and bring it back to memory. The Holy Spirit, bring it back to memory. Amen. And so when, as the Lord had dropped the word Genesis, amen, into my spirit, amen, and I'm like, okay, that's the origin. That's the beginning. That's the beginning of everything, amen, that even existed. And so I'm like, okay, God, what is it? What is it? You said beginning, beginning. And we all have a beginning. We all have a beginning, amen, glory to God. And we all have an ending, but he said the beginning. So there's a beginning of something, amen, the beginning of a preparation, a beginning of a generation, glory to God, a beginning of a marriage, amen, a new beginning, amen, glory to God. But he said Genesis. So something that originated from the beginning, glory to God. So we have to go back to our beginning, back to my, thank you, Lord, back to our original DNA and how God created us. And so as we go back to Genesis, amen, and I looked and I'm like, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without void, was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And so in the beginning, in the Genesis of God, in the Genesis of God, created the heaven and the earth. In the Genesis of God, in the beginning, amen. God was already there, amen, in the Genesis, glory to God, in the beginning. It originated from him. Everything originated from him. So in the Genesis of God, he created the heavens and the earth, glory to God. Hallelujah. Simultaneously, he created the heaven. The heaven was already there. Amen. And the earth, he was about to create. Glory to God. He said the earth was, it had no form. It was void. That means it didn't have a form to it. It was matter. Amen. Glory to God. It was a mass. It was void. It was darkness there. And he said the Spirit of the Lord was on the face of the deep. And he said God moved upon the face of the water. So God was there in the Genesis of God. God was there, right there at the origin, at the Genesis, at the time when there was nothing. There was no form. There was void. It was darkness. There was no activity going. There was nothing going. Glory to God. Only God was there. The Spirit of God was moving up over the waters. Hallelujah. And so when I think about that, and then it makes me think of, okay, our body is made of what? 90% water. And here it is, God was moving, his Spirit was moving on the face of the water. Amen. and we were created in his image and his likeness. In the beginning, in the genesis of God. And so God, he had a plan. The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, he had a plan. So when God say Genesis, amen, that's the origin of something. That's the beginning of something. Amen. Glory to God. And the Merriam-Webster dictionary says creative beginning. Creative beginning. That's the meaning for Genesis, creative beginning. And so here it is. The Spirit of God, God had a creative beginning. Amen. He had to have creativity. Amen. Because he had a plan. Him, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they had a plan. And he wanted to execute the plan that he had. Glory to God. He's all-knowing, glory to God. He's omniscient. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. All power is given unto him, came through him. Genesis, amen, it began with God. Amen. It says in the beginning, God created. And even John, the revelator, amen, he knew. He said in the beginning, what's the word? And the word was with God. He knew where the word started from. In the beginning, in the Genesis. Glory to God. The word was there. Because when God spoke the word, everything came into existence. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. When God spoke it, it happened. When he spoke it, it happened. Everything that he spoke it, the words he spoke out of his mouth, they went out what it's supposed to accomplish and never returned back to him void or empty. It had a form. It had a description because he was forming the earth now. He was forming the earth. Glory to God. So when God said it, it happened. And God said, let there be light. He said, and there was light. And he saw that the light was good. And God divided. And when we look at this process of what God is doing in the beginning, see, this is the process of mankind. And God said, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. In the midst of all of this, and in the writing of God's word, I'm like, God, something missing in here. I said, something is missing. I said, this is a conclusive version of everything that happened on the first day. Thank you, Lord. It is a synopsis. It's just a summary. Thank you, Lord. This is a summary, amen, of what happened, glory to God. But it was more to it. I said, God, there's more to this. And I just realized it just a few minutes ago, just reading the word of God. I said, God, there's more to this first day. Light, you dividing the light. I said, it's more to this. Amen. Glory to God. And as he continued with the first day, he looked at it and saw that it's good. Genesis. Genesis of God. So why is it that God is taking us back to our beginning, and to our genesis, to his genesis. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. He was dividing the heaven from the earth. There was a division there. Glory to God. There was a separation. God had a plan. They had a plan. He planned his work and he worked the plan. God knew what he wanted. He saw what he wanted, and it's just like an architect. He'll draw the designs up first, and then he put it into formation afterward. If you're creative, you could see what you go into a room, you could see how you could transform that room. As I do weddings and as I do conferences and all these other things that would transform a room and decoration, I remember my niece had gotten married, and I walked into the room, and soon as I walked into the room, the creativity of my mind kicked in. I saw it immediately. I saw it transform. It was an ugly room. When I say it's ugly, it was just a plain, bland slate, a clean slate room. I saw the creativity in my mind, how I could transform it. The mind knew. He had been planning this wedding for a year, but I didn't even know anything about it. Until 2 weeks of the wedding. I said, she getting married? I said, I didn't know she was getting married. She had a wedding planner, but the wedding planner hadn't did anything. I said, oh, my God. I said, now. I said, and she haven't reached out to me. Because my sister was saying, you need to help your niece. I said, no. I said, I didn't know she was getting married. I said, she had to reach out to me. And when she did reach out to me, she said, well, I need to say, Aunt Lynn said, I need to reach out to you. I said, you didn't realize that you needed to reach out to me last year to do what you need to do? And she thought she had a wedding planner, but the wedding planner been doing what they're supposed to do. I said, okay, I'll help you.
Amen.
I said, I'll help you. I went into the room that day and stood in the middle. So in the Genesis, it was a beginning. In the Genesis, there's the creativity. Here it is, the room. It had a shape, but it had nothing else. It was void. It was empty.
Yes.
And here it is. Mother sent the creativity start kicking in. And as I saw it, I didn't write it down. But when I got home, I started writing. And I started drawing of what I saw. And I said, God, I said, how can I do it on a small scale? And yet still give her that elegance in this short period of time. I said, how can I do it? Because she wanted a winter white wedding. So here it is in the Genesis of this wedding. I did what I had to do. And God helped me to transform that room. It was huge. And it was a challenge for me because I had never did a room that huge. That room held over 800 people. I forgot, I never did a room this size. And so to see what God did through Mother Sydney, and as she came into the room, I was halfway done. She started crying. She said, I didn't know what to expect. She said, I didn't even know what I wanted. And so in the Genesis of that wedding, glory to God, God gave me that creativity to transform that room. It had a shape, it had a form, but it was void and it was empty. And so in our beginning, in our Genesis, God is taking us back to remembering where we came from. In our existence, in our time, he's taking us back. This is who you are. Because many times over the years, we lose some things and we gain some things. And some things is pushed in the attic. Some things are pushed in the attic where it should not be pushed in the attic. Glory to God, to collect dust and rot and moth. But the things of God, tradition is good in its own place. Because sometimes you could go back and reach out of the tradition that which was good, that which had substance, that which had some solid foundation to help this generation that we're faced with right now. Because this generation, what we're facing right now, that we're pouring into, glory to God,
that's it, mother.
God said they're without form. They have no form. He said they're void. They're empty, and darkness is on the inside of them. So he said in the Genesis of God, we have to go back. He said in the Genesis, not literally go back. Think back to the blueprint. Go back. Amen. Glory to God and see what happened. But we know what happened. Other things got in the way. Other things was added. Glory to God. And so when he said, when he divided the firmament from the firmament in the second day, amen, glory to God. God called the firmament heaven and the evening and the morning were the second day. God is creating that which him and the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit was at heaven's board table, amen. What he wanted, his creativity, his genesis, his idea, his plan. He said, okay, I got to create this earth here and this heaven. He had a plan. I remember Superintendent Kelly. His motto was, plan your work and work your plan. And I still use that today. Plan your work and work your plan. And God said, let the waters, this is not. He said, let the waters and the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And so here it is. God, there wasn't even the dry land. God He separated the light and the darkness. Then he separated the heavens, the firmament. And here it is on the third day, he gathered together into one place and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth and gather, and the gathering together of the water called the seas, and God saw it was good. Now, this is where he created the earth. He called the dry land earth. Earth. Amen. He created man out of the what? The dust. Not the dirt, but the dust. We think about there's so much power in the dust of the ground, of the earth, the dust. And so in the Genesis of God, God is summoning us back to our origin. Because he is a prepared God. He has a plan. He has a purpose for our lives. So go back and he say, meditate. Amen. Go back, amen, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Go back, amen, hallelujah, to the elementary things that you were taught. The elementary things that we were taught is our foundation. Your foundation, your foundation, your foundation is getting weak. Your foundation, oh, my dear Shia. Your foundation, hallelujah, because this world is escalating totally out of control, the world and things of the world. Every year we're introduced, every 6 months, really, we're introduced to something new. And many people, I don't know, you know, they are aware of AI. But it's just like on the back, it's just like, okay, they push it aside before they realize that standing next to you is an AI person. Standing right next to you is an AI person. You, is this an AI person? But you'll be able to tell. You'll be able to tell. Glory to God. But this is where we're going to. This is where the world, amen, is developing, amen. Now, I'm the Josiah. See, this is the world, glory to God, Genesis. This is the world beginning. Every 40 years, glory to God, they have a beginning of something. Hallelujah. Because, but in this day and time that we're in, where the word says the first should be last and the last should be first, amen, where that things which was hidden, God is now uncovering and exposing, glory to God. So much evilness in the Josiah that has been hidden and buried in the earth now is being revealed, because now the truth of a lot of things, glory to God, is coming to play. It's coming to the forefront. Thank you, Lord. It's coming to the forefront now. So it doesn't make any sense of getting angry or bitter with anybody, because we already know the origin of everything. We know the origin of everything, glory to God. Even though, glory to God, they kill ideals. He said, even though they take your Genesis, even though they take that, but they cannot take your identity. They cannot take your DNA, glory to God. They can't take the originality of your Genesis. So they're getting a carbon copy of it because it originated from you. It came from you, so they can't steal your Genesis. They're taking a carbon copy of it. Glory to God. But it's not the originality, glory to God, because they're not the owner. They're not the creator. It didn't originate from them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why over the years, it dwindles out. Yes, God. He said over the years, it dwindles out. Glory to God. It has no substance. Because, see, they started adding their byproducts to a lot of things. The byproducts is their ideals, their originality of what they want to put in it, because they don't fully understand it. They don't fully understand it.
That's it.
And here it is. They put pesticide, not only in your food, amen, pesticide in your language, glory to God, pesticide in your thought process, and glory to God, and pesticide is a form where it will kill and destroy that which is good. And so when they're putting pesticide in your mind and pesticide in the things that you do and why you do what you do, and everything that you touch always turn to gold, regardless what you do, hallelujah. I think about the genesis of the braid. The genesis of the braid, glory to God. It's a message in these braids. It was a message in the braids. It was a message in the braids. See, God worked through our forefathers' ignorance, meaning unlearned, when they couldn't read. Oh, my, when they couldn't read and when they couldn't understand the American language. They had a language, but they were taken from that. But here it is. God gave them a way of escape to these braids, and all those different type of design had a message in it. It had a message in it. It had a message in there. Swing low, sweet chariot. I'm about to carry me home. It's a message in that. Somebody's about to escape. The night is the night. We're going to get up out of here. It's a message in that. And when nobody's going to die, it's a message in that to what? To conceal their plan from the enemy. They didn't know. And why these folks keep singing? Why they keep singing? They out in the field just as happy and they singing. And they just are singing, that's just a singing. Some of them got kind of a little informed about, wait a minute, every time they sing, there's always an escape. But God always gave them another plan. But they kept seeking.
That's it.
To confuse the enemy. To confuse them. They kept singing, though. They kept singing. In the genesis of God. Amen. And what God is saying unto us. Let's go back to your beginning. Go back to the origin. Go back to the original. The originality of when you was at the foot of Jesus at the cross. Go back to the cross. The beginning of your beginning. The beginning of your new beginning. The beginning of your new transformed life. Amen. Glory to God. And so you don't get caught up in the things of the world. Glory to God. I like what you put out there on Facebook yesterday, Dr. Matthew.
Yes, Mother.
Value time. Happy value time.
Yes.
Value time. Yes. Awesome.
That's
and that's creativity. Yes,
yeah.
That's creativity. Now, somebody might take that ideal and run with it. Huh. Yeah, somebody's going to take that ideal and run with it. But where did the genesis of it come from?
Yeah, that's it, mother.
See, somebody will turn that thing around.
Hallelujah.
And make millions of dollars off of it. That's why it's so important that we got to patent everything. You just got to patent it. Glory to God. But yet, God is still our Alpha and our Omega. He's our beginning and our end. And as David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. It does not matter what you take. Amen. Glory to God. Because God is still a provider. He's still a provider in the genesis of God.
Yes.
And that right there, and when the Spirit of the Lord, when he woke me up and he just dropped that, I said, God, you just gave me one word, and that's powerful. Genesis. Genesis.
Yeah.
Genesis. Genesis. Amen. To the beginning, the origin of things. Osikatia, yes, God. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord on today. Glory to God. I'm not gonna wear myself out on this morning, Prophet Matthew. I'm still getting my strength. Hallelujah. But I just bless the Lord. Amen on today. I bless the Lord, hallelujah, time for his strength. Amen. Glory to God. And so you know that when you've had surgery and you've exerted yourself and you've overexerted yourself, amen, glory to God, you know your limitations. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is always with us. He said he would never leave us. He never forsake us. He is right there. But yet he give us wisdom when we know our limitation, because there's limitations in this body. See, when the Spirit of the Lord come up on us, he strengthen us and he empower us to do what we do. But when the Spirit of the Lord is done, we come back to earth. And what's in his body, it's still hurting in his body. It's still healing in his body. And it's just like when you're coming up out of the water, the swimming pool, when you come up out of the swimming pool and you're going up the step, don't you feel that gravity? You feel that gravity? You feel like, whoa, what is this? All of the weight, amen, all of the weight, and it could press you down. I remember doing physical therapy, water therapy, and the therapist telling me, she said, Thelma, she said, just always remember when you're getting up out of the water now. She said, don't allow the gravity of the water to bend you over. She said, but just take your time going up the step and standing erect, straight up. She said, because that'll eventually do something to your posture over the years. She said, many people don't realize that, though. I said, thank you for that nugget. And then you have people, when you have upper back problems and muscle problems, I learned a lot of ways, amen, to help the body. When you go to physical therapy, and they teach you all these things. And she said, it's something simple to help with your posture when you have a back problem. She said, how you just stand in a line and you just kind of squeeze your shoulder muscles together? She said, just squeeze them together. somebody know what you're doing. And she said it helps with your posture as well. I said, wow, okay. So little nuggets on today. Amen. And take it to you with your Genesis, the Genesis of God and what God is saying unto us. What is God saying to you on today? What are you receiving for what God is saying for you today, for your assignment? Amen. God is wanting us to go back to our Genesis, to that beginning, back to the blueprint. Hallelujah. Because there are some things that have diverted us. Amen. Off the original path. There are some roads that we went down that we shouldn't have gotten down. Those are detours, but God have got to put us back on track. Amen. Glory to God. And sometimes He give us. Sometimes He put us on a detour. Amen. For construction of our own self, build our character up to help us and prepare us for our destination and our destiny. God bless the Lord for each one of you on today. Glory to God. And thank and praise God that I was able once again to come to the conference line, to be on the conference line. Thank you, Lord, to be available to God's people, to be available, to make myself available. Amen. Glory to God. It's in your hand, Dr. Matthew. Hallelujah. It is in your hand. It's all.
Amen.
In.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, once again, top of the morning, Mother, to you and to those that are listening in on today. Bless the Lord. Excuse my vocal cords. Because they've been working hard these last several days, especially on the Wednesday noonday prayer. And it is duty, as I'm speaking and sharing. Bless you on today, Mother. We thank God for you on this day. You're sharing the word of God with many of us and giving us the revelation of the way which God has given it to you concerning the book of Genesis. It's a lot in that particular book that really need to be taught and expound upon so life can really be changed and touched by the word of God and by the presence of his word for the lives of many who are following the word. So we just bless God on this day for bringing it alive to you so you can explain that Genesis to us and how important that particular book is. Why did they call it Genesis? Why was it important for the beginning of things? There's many revelation that comes from this book. In the Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth from the Bible that we may understand. But we have to understand it from its revealing. It's being illuminated to us so we can understand it, bringing it alive to the mind of the people. So many times we in Genesis and we put it in a certain location, but it's a particular spiritual place. Again, the human life, Genesis, the gene. Amen. Everything is operated through the gene, the genealogy of God, opening us up to understand the willingness of us, the creativity of us, the imagination of us to bring the word of God alive for so many people to really be a blessing to each other, to the world. So somebody needs to mute that line. Your line is muted.
Amen.
But we thank God for his word being revealed to us on today through you, Mother Sydney, so that many could be blessed by it. God, I would give us a revelation. I love the revelation which God gives many people to exercise in. That's the opening up of the knowledge of us, that gene, the brain, to show us and have to be able to separate light from darkness, darkness from light. And I have to open that up to understand the process of how God works through mankind, through life and then through death or through the devil. So we thank God for that on today, Mother. Being a revelator. Amen. You went into the revelation, Mother. Break things down to us. That's a good thing when you can have the revelator on the scene. Start revealing to people God's word so we can understand where we stand. We have knowledge of where we stand with God and God and through God. Because many people don't. They don't have that revelation of what God is saying to the world, to us. And so thank God for the revealing today, being a revelator of his word for the lives of the people. All right, open forum on today, and we give those who are listening an opportunity to ask a question. Yeah. If you have a comment concerning what Mother Elma Sydney shared today, we want to give you the opportunity to do that as well. We believe that in the Word of God, there's a lot of powerful information that comes through God's the vessel that are revealers of the Word of God. And that's important in the kingdom of God, to be able to be a revealer of his word for the lives of the people on today. So, and saying that on today, if you have a question for us today, we want to give you an opportunity to ask your question on today. Happy morning. God bless you on today.
Good morning. Most High Elohim bless you, Apostle Matthews and Mother Sydney.
Good morning. God bless you.
I have a praise report. This is Sister Donna. My praise report is I have been going through a physical challenge for a little while, and I was feeling a bit tired in that physical challenge. Now, on Sunday, the 11th, I had a dream. And in this dream, Prophet Matthews, it was a room, it was full of people. And in this dream, the Most High illuminated you. You were in this dream. And Prophetess Coswell was in this dream. And you all began to speak in unison. You all began to say, Sister Donna, you are the winner. Sister Donna, you are the winner. And you all had such, it was like a glow to you all's faces. And the way that you all looked so happy and so victorious. And you all just continually said it in unison. Sister Donna.
Amen.
You are the winner, Sister Donna. You are the winner. And then on that same morning, now I woke up about 4:30 from this dream. And that morning is the morning that Mother Allen ministered at your ministry. And I watched it on YouTube. And as Mother Allen was ministering, she began to say, you are a winner. You are a winner. And she repeated it so many times. If you all look back on that that video, you will hear her saying that. And the tears just began to roll down my face. I just began to cry. Because the Most High Elohim revealed it to me in the dream through you, Prophet Matthews, and Prophetess Coswell, that I was the winner in this situation. That I had been experiencing physically. And then he said, daughter, I'm going to show you that I'm truly speaking to you. And he used Mother Allen to come back. And in her message, she began to say, you are a winner. You are a winner. And it blessed me so. The Most High Elohim used you, Prophet Matthew, Prophetess Coswell, and Mother Allen to minister to my soul. Because when you're going through certain type of challenges and you're praying for others, even when you're going through, you're still interceding and praying for others. And sometimes you can feel weary when you're going through different hits and challenges in your body. Because the enemy wants to silence you. But the devil is still a liar. He's still a liar. And the Most High was letting me know, like Mother Sydney is saying about Genesis from the beginning. The Most High Elohim made us winners, and he was letting me know through you all. If you could have seen it in the dream, it was like you all were in unison, and the way you were saying it and the way your faces were illuminated. Sister Donna, you are the winner. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what the challenge may be, you're a winner. And he confirmed it even the more through Mother Allen. Spiritually so, then naturally so, he came back and confirmed that word, you're a winner. So that's my praise report on today, how the Most High Elohim will deal with us in dreams, and he'll use specific people in those dreams to speak that word of life to us. So God bless you all. I love you all, and thank you for allowing me to share this praise report. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you, woman of God, for today. That was a powerful breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
For many that was there Monday and even
live.
Before we did the live, it was a lot of going on that morning for many people. The minister, too. That was a very heavy presence of God in the building there. Many of us, we had just the fast. We were just coming out of that fasting time. We were touched by the word of God that morning. It was powerful. And that, I think, and on results during the fast, but majority of the results will come after the fast because of the breakthrough. Because during the fast, God is accelerating us. He speed us up. Illumination of God. And mass prince went forth through the Destiny Center, Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, through Restoration Destiny Center, because they kicked it off at the 9:30 hour when they came in. Actually started that Saturday with, and she was one of the women of God that was in the service that received a major breakthrough. And it just into a spiritual dimension, and things began to happen. The Lord, for knowing that God, miracle in the midst of the people and mother and the service, and her teaching was stay in the game. That's what her teacher was, stay in the game. Share with many of us. And many were blessed by
that she and bless all of us. It was a tremendous blessing. Though there were many things that were happening, benefited through that, and I'm glad when good to hear, or because it shows who are in the service, they were blessed. Feel to those who were not in the service that the presence of the Lord God is moving in Restoration Foundation Prophetic Ministry and the work that he's doing. Oftentimes involved in things and things about the enemy. He's a master of illusion. Hey, with even some of my in ministry, how eyes on a certain particular, agenda and people that is important. I have to stick to my assignment. So many times, stand the assignment because it's not about me. Assignment. And here, not about what God is calling for us to do. And one of the things about being a prophet, a pastor, and a leader in the street, you have to understand an assignment than to do people personally. And in times, assignment that was never supposed to be open. God, for you sharing that on today. Let people know you got to stay on that assignment. Paying the assignment. It's an assignment. To who lost her. We're on an assignment. This is not the assignment that we have, and we have to I'm glad God spoke his presence. His presence, not anybody else, but good mother one, and you can hear. Daughters, silent. For it with us on this day. Thank you so much. The power today that before of Sydney revealed to us today, God, through the genesis of the Word of God, three. Then the season I'm in assignment, part of my assignment that I have to stay in. You don't understand. Have a little humor in it. It's that I'm on. I have to maintain the assignment. That assignment. That purpose for the kingdom. Assignment too. just a sense of humor and not intentional. Your assignment and stick to it. It's more and more even dealing with people. To the ministry so that these assignments can be fulfilled. Do those assignments in the kingdom of God. So we just bless the Lord for that Genesis. But it to reveal, he was revealing it to me, families, and to the nation on today. For filler of all things to us. I bless the Lord. Thank you so much for sharing that. Filler of all things. Mother, yeah. You did it again today. You let the Lord
amen. God be the glory. Amen.
Once again, this is open forum. If you have a question, myself or Mother Selma Sydney on today, this particular topic, you a question for us to ask. Best we can. Yes, ma'am.
You know that when we're looking at the Genesis of God and when we're looking at these past few days, where our weather and the precipitation and the weather have drastically changed here in the Midwest, maybe all over. Amen. And the winter time. I said, God, I was talking to my daughter D. I called her as I was dropping some things off. I said, this is strange. I said, this weather. I said, God, this weather. I said, this is winter. I said, I feel it in the atmosphere is winter, even though the sun is out. I said, but it's like it's a false sun. Like, you know, it's like it shouldn't be like this. It's like it's a fooler. It's on Monday, the Osiah, almost like an antichrist. Amen, because the earth is travailing, the precipitation, the season have changed, glory to God. I mean, it's strange when we have four seasons in one day, and I said, God, this is strange, and it's almost like I forgot, I feel like I'm off balance. I said, I feel off balance, God. I said, and it seems like there's some things that is going on. You know how when you're walking around, you don't feel your fullest, 100% capacity and fullest strength? I said, all this season, in the winter season, God, I said, I haven't been feeling my fullest capacity. I said, and I feel like I'm off. I said, Lord, I feel like my equilibrium is off. I said, I don't feel balanced. And I'm like, God, something is happening here in the atmosphere. Thank you, praise God, for the Genesis. You know, and going back to the Genesis of God, going back to our beginning.
Yes. Here's what's... Wait, finish up. I want to share some. Go ahead.
I'm done.
In a vein, seasoned in a friendly fire. And that those who are among us are fighting each other. And the tear is being separated. Who has really, truly been on this fast, and you're still on this fast, feel balance. And then do with us, it's the flesh that to confuse the spirit. That's even in us. The double in the land. In calendar deals with equinox. It deals with the equator, the Mason-Dixon line. All those things. And if you deal with a maritime law, that the Bible is not infallible. It's translation. Read the Bible from the revelation. Thing in there is a encrypted. It was written by to understand they designed the based upon the equator. The earth, light and darkness, Mason Dixon line, and done, that they can identify identifiers, the plan, humanity, or spiritual part, ethic part, place it in the calendar of the Mason-Dixon line. In the firmament, do that as collateral, identify the 13th month, but they broke it to 12 months. And everything had been done based upon that. In 82, on the year, 82, 23, 24 is 442 years. Now do 40 in two generations. You get it? Tribes were 400 years in bondage. To try to find out who Jesus was. Did the same thing for Moses, Yeshua, for us. 2 years. Study. Physics. You don't study math. That's what they, our educational system from us. Really understand. Chaos is in Vatican City right now. Period. Being necessary to take the identity. Identify who's the next. Names mean a game changer, the changer. Go for both the transition. He's age 66. Some leaders left at age 99. Mm-hmm. Died at age 96. Look at this time. You see all the time. The 6-9, the 9-9. Had to be fulfilled. There's a certain demonic principality have a short window. Even says in the Revelation, they didn't have a short time. Time must be done through people. Deal through people, what happened? People who does not fulfill a certain period of time for collateral damage, or what we call Freemasonry, which is two different people, consequences for the illumination. And by God, that's what Genesis is. So God was telling you, Mother, go to Genesis, because he's taking Mother Sydney, you the gene in your genealogy, because of the genius in you, because of the creativity in you, because of the wittiness in you, because of the greatness in you, and then the illuminating light in you, and it's lighting you up. So at your life is illuminating. Everything is being illuminated. Why? Because the Gregorian calendar longer in effect and used based upon historical plan. So the plot and the plan had to end with the time that Dr. Fauci used as an allergist to work for the United States government under president. That was seven of those presidents. President, his job was the medical systems of the world at 80, by the structure of the family of Black America. Colonel had finally died. He would use Kennedy's part of Eisenhower, maybe Truman, a little bit of other ones too.
Uh-huh.
Over FBI. So his job was to stop that major leader that was raised up. It's all proven. This is nothing new. This shit was a setup. Immigration was succeeding far above white America. Before we had integrated us, enter them in. Before integration and the slavery, slave white women had Black men following them, going places, and they were sleeping with them, and they calling them their slaves because of who we were. Same thing for white men. Thomas Jefferson proved that. He didn't even like the White House. He liked the outhouse. He didn't prefer to be in the White House. Didn't even want to be there, period. He was out there with his children. What am I saying? Your body is broken loose from the Gregorian calendar and is moving into the Kairos of God. It's a revealing. And those who are not in the illuminating light of God will never get it. That's why you have collateral damages in church. Religious people are fighting the righteous people. Religious people are battling the righteous people. That's why you can have certain leaders rise up, and all they can do is talk about what a man did that failed, what a man or woman did that failed. You have the right to do that. They're right. They did fall. They did mess up. They did. However, because of the nature of man and the life of the atom, that's the part of the brain that deals with human life that goes off. The atom, the top brain, that moves through the evening and the morning with the first day. You open the atom up, it lights. It moves through the day. You separate evening and morning. That's what you get, evening and morning with the first day. what your brain moves at 11, sound moves at 11.28 feet per second, driving in three baseball fields. Light moves at 600,000 of an instant. Sound moves at 300,000 of an instant. If you illuminate light, you'll flow in the light. The sound will come, but you will illuminate. So when sound hits you and you fall for it, you move out of the realm of light. That's the dimension of light. And your body began to move. So 2019 was about the corona. The corona covers the gene. The gene covers the neurological system, the neuron in the atom, moving to the cell, the molecule, molecular system, if I say it right, someone said I didn't. I'll try to do the best I can, to bring you to the pineal of your, the inner, what we call the crystal. Catholic people don't call, they never say Jesus Christ. You ever hear the Pope say Jesus? No, he said the Christ, the crystal. Then you have the rays of sun, what you get, sun, sunship, sunship, sun. So the Christ, the sun. And when you connect that to humanity, then your body is illuminated. Your inadequacy of your body is due to the earth, which in 2019 was still in effect, but they opened up the portal for what we call pandemic. Pandemic was created through calling up the chanters of Pan Goddess. You get the Pan Goddess, nature, Pan Goddess. And all of these things were given to us and created through pharmaceutical system, through ancient system. They had a window to do what's deemed necessary to create a genocide for the people. Esther is where we at, because there must be a queen on the throne so that we, the people, can be rescued from the forces of the forces of Haman. Haman came down through Agag. Agag was the birthing of a family through Nephilim, who went against God in the days of Saul and Samuel. All of these things, history, there's nothing new under the sun. It's just they come another way, come another route. These same people. So you're watching the fall of Vatican City, the fall of the Pope, the fall of that society, almost like Pompeii. And you're watching the fall of the nation around the world. You're watching what's going on over in Israel. Is it really real? Is it really real, or is it Israelis, people who call themselves Jews and are not? Is the Israel light rising up? It is, because it's illuminating light. So you're watching the fall of the royal family. You're seeing the heartless of a heartless world, the tension of the senseless condition. You're watching a president of the United States who's part of the colonial system. You see what's going on there. So if your body is bitten illuminating light, it's not that you're going through anything, Mother Thelma Sidney. It's your body illuminating what's in the darkness. And because we've been sitting in those religious churches, because you're in one, organized religion. Organized religion stifle your gift and what's in you. It locks you up. So now that you broke free, your body is balancing itself, not from a religious standpoint, but it's balancing itself from what? The equal of God, the equator. Your body is coming back together. It's coming back together to loose illuminating light. You're lighting up. So what you feel is in balance, but you're not in balance, yet you're fighting in balance because that ain't what you've been told. So your body is feeling like it's out of balance. It's rejecting itself. See, your body can reject itself. It'll reject itself. If you've been told for 40 years or 200 years or 300 years, you nobody. And here you are working for a company who needs you to make billions of dollars, and they'll put you in a seat and say, Thelma Sidney, we're going to pay you $100 an hour. You're going to be jumping up and down, losing your mind, going crazy for $100 an hour. And you can sit there, and in your illuminating night light, your $100 an hour that you're being paid to do what you're doing, you making them $100,000 in a day. You follow me?
Uh-huh.
Or you making them $1 million in a day. So you sitting there getting $100 an hour, enjoying $100 an hour, and in your eight-hour day, you making $800 in a day. You jumping up and down. But behind that computer, you generating $1 million a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the office saying, woo, you doing good. You have to get that. And now you rise up and your pride kick in because you're getting $100 a day. They're making $1 million a day. So at the end of the week, they have made $5 million. At the end of the week, you have made times four. $4,800. You're jumping up and down about that. $4,800. And you're excited. And then your mind gets stuck in $100. Their mind is advancing in $1 million.
Uh-huh.
They invested the $1 million you made in a day. And that's going to make that $1 million a day at 10% interest is going to make $100,000. You're not going to invest yours because you're going to be working even harder to make more money for them with your $100 an hour. When you break free of that from the gene that's making all this money for them, you now are out of balance. You know why? Because you were so used to making $100 that your gene said, now you're going to make the $1 million. You're going to be so out of balance because you're going to be like, whoa, can I do this? You were doing it anyway, working for them as a slave. But you don't see it.
Right.
So you're coming into the light. Now you come into the light that when you were at in churches, you didn't know you can flow in the prophetic because we don't believe in prophets. You didn't know you can be an evangelist. No, because you was a missionary. Notice I said a missionary. You wasn't a missionary because you didn't have a passport and they weren't going to send you money to go over to Uganda at all, period. They were going to use you to raise money for them, but you weren't going over in Uganda. You weren't going over in Africa. You weren't going over in Europe. You were not going over in Sierra Leone. You were just called a missionary that had the mission that they were taking your mission. So when you break free, what's left? Your body. Man, you out here. Man, I'm so out of balance. You ain't really out of balance. You broke free from where you were.
Amen.
So we're breaking free from the religious system, which are ritual. We're taught ritual. If you look at all the churches in the world, 90% of the churches don't do any of the feasts. But 90% of the church do everything that's considered ritual. I have nothing to do. I won't fight anybody taking communion. Tell you what communion was all about. Do the original study. Don't have no fighting. Don't have no problem being baptism. Find out what baptism was about. See, you got, and I don't have no problem with anybody celebrating Christmas. Find out whatever. See, we are best, but never fest in the feast. But never fest. We want to be Pentecostal, but we won't study what the feast of Pentecost was about. Passover. We want the table, but we don't understand the study of the table. You follow what I'm saying? So everything is coming to the light now. 2023 ends 442 years of the Bulgarian calendar, the equinox. The eclipse, you'll see it. Here we are, the royal family. King James. We in the church, black people, we've been taught. So when we hear somebody say, praise the Lord, we say, praise the Lord too. Well, King James made the authorization, the translation. You follow me? Well, he had his lover whose name was Lord Buckingham. Lord Buckingham. That's where you get Buckingham Palace from. You study history. So when you hear them say, praise the Lord, you're praising King James' lover, which was Lord Buckingham. Praise the Lord, my Lord. See what I'm saying? But they took it from the church word. You see the translation? Everything's translation. So we get praise the Lord. The praise the Lord we get is Lord Buckingham. They gave it to us when they came together. Authorized is praise the Lord. Where all of these things were Elohim, Yahweh. So when you try to break that down, for us, culture, they would consider you a heretic, but you're not. You're revealing the truth. Your body is out of balance. See, it's bringing people to see the illuminating light of things. You're coming into the light of things. See, it didn't take Freemasonry to reveal that. It didn't take Numelati, which is illuminating light, to do that. It took you to be revealed who you are internally. Everything the Catholic Church has don't tell you nothing about you. It doesn't tell Catholic mean universal. Everything about us transcending enters in light. So Genesis is about each day. 24 hours is 1,000 years to God in one day. In you, your body can regenerate itself. You can regenerate where you will never die. You can never die if that's what you want to do, if you want to transcend into that place. Ooh, how could that be? We to die. No, you can live 1,000 years. You can live 10,000 years. You have that power within you. That's what's in you. You have that illumination in you, the power to transcend, the power to move. We want the book of Enoch, but we don't understand the book of Enoch. We want the Maccabees, but you don't understand the book of Maccabees. So you learn to follow the 66 books and not include the other 14 that deal with transcending, that deal with the mystery, not secrets. Secrets are hidden. Mysteries are light. Mysteria is outside your cognitive. It's outside that. It's outside A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. It's out of the 66 alphabet. It's deeper. So when he called unto the deep, he called you out of the deep. Deep. Go into the deep. He illuminated you into the deep. The woman at the well is not literally. It's a parable. Gospels are parable. Parable. Proverbs. Parable. You follow what I'm saying? It's parable. You got to understand the proverb. Solomon gave you proverb. Jesus gave you parable. Why? Because the master, he give you the full answer. He gave you the parable so your life can reveal the purpose and the promise. So the church world as it stands, because of what you have in the church world, you don't have revelators in the church world. You don't have revealers. You have hermeneutics, homiletics, eisegesis, exegesis. You have theology. You have Christology, pneumatology, eschatology, soteriology, angelology. You have demonology. And he goes on with all of the philology, whatever. And then you got philosophy. Then you have what we call here's phenomenology, phenomena, takes you into outside the norm. So in the Word of God, you read it from Isaiah, it even speaks of aliens. Aliens will feed your people. That's Isaiah 61. Go ahead and look at aliens. You follow me? Aliens were here before that. But are they aliens or are they what Paul called, be careful you don't entertain angels unaware. When you don't understand something, it's an alien to you. It's alien to me. You know, if somebody asked me, make me understand. That's foreign to me. Until it's revealed to you, it won't be foreign to you. So many things are foreign to us, all the way from slavery. So when Kanye West says to the world, we didn't have to be slaves, we got offended by it, got offended. He's a young man that's another prophet. He's a revelator. He can't adjust in the world because of what he went so far in the sacrifice. He knew his mother had to be sacrificed. He didn't know it was his mother's sacrifice. So when he found out, God gave him, but he had an awakening, an epiphany. He had an awakening. He realized, I'm not going there. So he wakes up. All the rest, they sell their soul. All of them. And so the transition of Quincy Jones, Berry Gordy, old Godfather, was supposed to fall on P. Diddy. P. Diddy, his pervertedness, his assignment, caused him everything. So it's the fall of P. Diddy. There's a son that was birthed by P. Diddy called Usher. He would be the gatekeeper. So that was part of the gatekeeper. All of those young people that were on the stage, they supposed to be the replacers as gatekeepers. You see, Usher, gatekeeper. Look at it. Study it. Look at what it means. You'll see what's being done. You watch his body. He was trying to do what Michael Jackson was doing. He didn't have the rhythm of a Michael Jackson. You follow me? All the rest, you see that they create their sexuality. And they attach it to this era. You watch over the last 5 years, in terms of events, you will see how the world was done. Those who put on dresses, they had to follow the Scottish Rite symbol. So God told Cat Williams, who said he said for 25 years, he's been watching all of this. That I for 25 years, I know everything. You know why? Because God used him as a prophet. But the world called him, oh, he ain't saved. Well, I just said you had to be saved to use your gift and to be called coming into the light. So the religious world, our religious world teaches us to do what? Create collateral damage, because we were told to do that in slavery. We're not in it to restore. We're in it to destroy. Have you ever noticed? Any culture, especially the religious world, we create collateral damage. We are. I have nothing. If the law of nature works against a person and it happens, fine. But do we restore? No. We're to kill. Fine. We don't restore. Can we restore a man, a woman? Can we restore a woman, a man? Yeah, you can restore. Do they want to be restored? Yeah. But it's a deeper work. We call deliverance if somebody has to spit up blood. What I call deliverance is love entering into the blood vein and restoring the blood vessel. See, you got to understand the systems of the world, the religious system. So the moment you fail, I fail, anybody else fail, is because of religion, the religious system. So we have to understand, where did these things come from? How do we implement them? Why are we using certain things that are not even biblical? And then something don't even have to be in the Bible. It can be revealed to you out of the revealer of all things. He's revealing to the world his plan for mankind, for the world. He's the revealer of all things. He's revealing things to us. So you can understand that. So today is Genesis. It's the genealogy, the G. Number one, closes out fulfillment of the Bible. Number one, closes out what we call the sovereignty of King James, passed down to King Charles. The sovereignty. Now, the origin, Benjamin, Netanyahu, who over in Israel, doing his genocide plan, because that's what they're doing over there, and they just slid in the budget another $25 billion for them. And then over in the president over there that's fighting Russia, little guy over there. I can't think of his name. Somebody know it. That's over there. You don't hear that much about the war. So there, it slipped through another so many billion. The prophet, which is Johnson, who's on the United States Congress, said, no, we're not going to fall for that. We're not going for it. We're not going to prove that. You see them there? And we'll let it sit on the table. See, we don't understand what's going on in Congress because it's a decoy. So let's take the original people. He'll use the religious world. Everything is religious now. We're fighting each other. And then we're sitting back. Those who don't have knowledge are jumping on the bandwagon. You can put some on social media tomorrow. And if it hits the cerebellum, that makes it feel like it's going to assassinate somebody. It is. You can take a bipolar person who's one way and hit them with a knowledge. And they'll go into schizophrenia because of the bipolar, the chemical imbalance. See, Valentine's Day was a very sad day for many people. So people are from their emotions speaking from that day. I call it Valentine's Day because you got to value who you are. You follow what I'm saying? And instead of a Valentine, I don't like candy because it does melt and it gets all over. I like necessary flowers, all they do is they'll die because most people won't water them anyway. You have to understand your identity in this. So for many people, it was a sad day. For some people, it was a sexual day. For others, it was another day. For many, it was a brokenhearted day. Many, it would be a baby born day. See? So you have to understand the process. But Sunday was a transitional day. It was a transition of sound and emergence of sound. So all things are transitioning. Mantles mandate the earth. Immigration. Look at it. Immigrants. Immigration is shifting. They still have a border wall open. Look at the millions and millions of immigrants crossing over into the USA, United States of America. So, gotta figure out why is this constantly happening? Why is it happening like this? Well, it's happening because of what we call the Native American, Native. Those are of the Issachar. God is raising up times and seasons. Native American. Who won? Kansas City Chiefs. Native American. They were with. Who lost? 49ers. think about that. I have to understand timing, event. What was the score? What was the score of the game? Who know what the score was? Anybody? Any football fan? I'm not a football fan, so I'm just saying the score. So if you watch the game score, who know what the score was, the Super Bowl score? And you see the timetable of things, you watch the eventual events of things. And the events of things are the time. Somebody can look it up. I'll look it up, Mama. And I just, it's going to, you know, it'll let people know what happened, the time of things. And the timing of things, you'll understand the timing of the world. Everything is encrypted in a code. And if you don't understand the event, you'll never understand the timing of things, the timetable. The timing. So, think about this, all right? Are you ready? Sunday, the beginning of the week, February 11th, 4/25/22. You see how that is? 49ers had 22, Chiefs had 25. 2025, the shift date. 2022, anything came out of 2023. Between 23 and 24 year, this year is critical for many people. Halftime, you have to understand halftime. Score at halftime. What was the score at halftime? You look at the score at halftime, you understand how things are being done in the land. Everything has been position, 25, 26, 27, 28. Everything is coming back to its origin, Mother City. Its origin. Original.
Oh,
where it originated from. The reason why it's confusing people is we don't know the origin. You don't even know who your ancestors are. You don't even know half of you.
Yeah.
Some of you don't even know nothing past 60 or 1960. Most of you know Dr. King, Rosa Parks, a little bit Malcolm X, you know, a little bit Jesse Jackson, you know, a little bit Al Sharpton. You don't know way back before that time. You know, most of us know about all of the preachers in your denomination who were the chief apostles of the organization. You probably know all of those. You study you know the history of your organization, your denomination. Beyond that, you can tell people the history of what's going on. Won't even, you can study Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, going into understanding past Joshua. You may go understand a little bit of Judges, a little bit First Samuel, Second Samuel, First Chronicle, Second Chronicle. You'll move into understanding those things. But at that level, we're being taught people who can't give you a revelation. What they can do is they can hoop you into happiness, tell you, they can get, oh, doc, you preach. What did you preach? Ah, you preach that word. That's it. And they preach you into happiness. They can tell you always. Can't tell you. Always. Seek for the old path. They said, we didn't want it. sphere, as a dimension that's open to the earth. That's greater than anything you can ever imagine. They said it in Romans. The earth is moaning and groaning. That's what this is all about. Look at what happened in New York. A snowstorm came through. That was our snowstorm. But who spoke into the atmosphere? You have the power to tell the snow to not come here. You have the power. Matter of fact, who was on with me 7:30? Who was on at 7:30 in the morning with us on Sunday, 7:30? 7:30 at 11, 2:11. Before I came off on 2:11, I prophesied, I see a major shooting. Said it. I said, man, this is what I see. I see a mass shooting. I said, man, here we go again. This is going to happen. Getting ready to happen. That's before I ended it. So, here you go. I said, now prepare for this. But the people who follow you, they're only following for agenda, not for the be revealed, the revelation. Because I'm revealing to you patterns, events, timetable. You get moved by emotion. You know, Adolf Hitler said, I use emotion for the masses, reasoning for the few. When you bring reasoning to the people, they don't get it because they used to have an emotion for the masses. And that's what the media does. It plays on the emotion. People are moved by their emotion. They're moved by the, not reasoning. They're moved by the emotion because of what has been positioned. You sell the world. Femininity. You don't walk and live in. Femininity is not to be sold. It's a creativity of eternity. We now present it. We destroy masculinity. But if you're strong and masculine, you can't destroy an identity. Follow what I'm saying? So, and I shared with somebody, sacrifice very important for people. Because some people don't even know what they do anyway. Jesus said they don't know what they do. You don't lose your identity because of emotion. No. You stay in your position. You don't lose your identity because what's masculine has been told is feminine. What's feminine has been told is masculine. So everything was put in motion in 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. We here. Are we really in 2024? Are we following the Bulgarian calendar that told us we were in 2024? Are we really in 2024? Are we in another dimension? This is an illusion. You got to come out of the illusion, illuminating life. So, pick up Zion, the high point. Realize what you're in. So I don't get moved and shaken by the illusion. You got to move past that. You have to move past that, people. Move past that illusion. And it's created an illusion for the lives of people. Illuminate them. And the purpose of opening you up out of the illusion. He wants to bring you into the light. So you can see clearer where you're at. In the world. Illusion. The illusion, illuminating light to bring you into. to illuminate you. Like all of the lights are off, going off right now. Going off. People can't see the light because of what's around them to blind them from here. More that's happening. You're not really in 2024. You're in the Gregorian calendar.
Yes.
Of 2024. You're not really in 2024. You're in the equator. You're in the equinox. You're in the Mason-Dixon line. You are in a different place. So it looks confusing because you're not where you at. You're in what I would consider the matrix. You're in a spiritual dimension. So you're trying to survive the earth. Yeah. And if you allow that to control you, you'll never be able to have self-control. So are we in the United States or are we in Eden? Are you in your Eden? Are you in the United States? Ask yourself the question. They give you all the movies, give you the cold Hollywood, Holly, the wand, the wizardry. You think it's been revealed? Are you in it? A religion. Law, other than one, commandment, 601, law, spirit now, spirit illuminates you. So what did they sell us in 2020? Obey them that have rule over you. America is a corporation. In the corporation. So all the black pastors are their masters, obey them and have rule over you. Who is the one who's the Paul scripture to say it? Oh, you gotta obey them that rule over you. Sir, biblically, you read the script and understand the verse and know the text and understand the timing. So know that Paul never obeyed anybody that didn't obey Yahweh. You're telling us to obey somebody that won't even obey a God that you're trying to pretend you're serving and you're really not even serving. You're not even serving God. You're serving their God, their deity. So whatever they tell us to do, you do it. Then our counterparts who are saying we're not going to follow it, you jump on social media and says, well, look what happened to that church. They're not following it. See? Okay. Illusion. Do you know fear is a masterpiece to people in the unknown? Most people fear folks because of not knowing them. Insecurity. I don't know that. It's a fear. It's a fear you're taking something away from. It's a fear you're pulling something from. Fear. If we sell them fear, we can then control people with fear. And we can create war. We can control them by war. You see how the illumination is? 2020 was all about counterfeit year. George Floyd, May 25th, 2020, Power Horn, Minnesota, Twin Tower, Twin City, over a $20 bill. That was a counterfeit. our horn known for its city that they made. You know, that little gun pouch that pour into the guns that they use. It was 2020 with a cryptic code. It was going to be counterfeit year will create bloodshed. Our horn. And how do we do it? Through those who will be considered collateral damage. A white man, officer, law, black man, he will do it. Put your knee on his neck. Look at it in the book. Look at it in the secret society. Smother him. He yells, Mom. He breathes. So 2020, year, counterfeit, let's carry it on. I can't breathe. 2020 will be a year that will be created as a counterfeit $20 bill, bloodshed, if you're not going to breathe. Who? Black people. That is, our other Freemason all was set up. It was collateral damage. See how that works? Hanging with each other. You have to understand who will be collateral damage. Then you go into the year, and it opens the portal. And so during that month, America came into alignment. All seven continents were supposed to line up behind the counterfeit bloodshed, and I can't breathe. Even people had the mask on, I can't breathe. And then they put it in the forefront. And people were saying, they can't breathe. You have to breathe. See? That was 2020. Then you had the riots, and you had chaos, and you had more challenges. And we went into 2021. And they was preparing King Charles to take the sovereign throne. And Donald Trump, the trumpet that sounds. The one to hear the trumpet. The trumpet will blow. The trumpet will sound. The prophet spoke it way back in 2014 that this was going to happen. He passed away. I can't remember his name. But everything is prophetic. Then he sends you a sign in June that year to let you know, Queen Elizabeth, what you see in the Bible as upside down is now in manifestation, right side up. You have to understand the question. So people have to understand that we had in 2024, pivotal time this year. And if you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it. Again, it's a civilizational covenant here. 23, 29 billionaires died, 12 in America. It's the covenant time. If you're under the covenant, it's your time. You don't understand the covenant. You never understand your time. Bless the Lord. All right. So we're spending time trying to figure out this day, that day, birthday, what pair of socks to wear, what shirt to put on. Those all are superficial things. You want to know what's going on in a maritime law. The maritime law to help some of you out. Understand. Time. God. You shared it, mother. I'm going to say it. All right. Saints of God, we're coming into the knowledge of many things, and the portals are being open for the people to hear what is that's going on now. Don't be distracted. heavy distraction in the land. What for the nation? It's been ushered in. Gatekeeper. What it is. The emergence to where all music genre has changed all around us. The genre of music has changed. Yeah. What are people? All right. Anyone else have a question or comment for us? Peter Bryant, bless you on today. Any other announcements for the Thelma City? Back to the Cross Ministry, Kingdom Leader. Bless you on today for talking about or sharing a little bit of Genesis. And sharing with us the first day, second day, third day, bringing us to the heydays of the Maydays. I mean, that's right. Brilliancy, creativity, masterpiece in the woman of God. Thanking God for the revealer of all things in this timing that we're in. God is bringing you into it that you may see exactly what he's showing you. Man of God, woman of God, people of God. He's a revealer of all of these things. He's revealing it to you. And you're seeing it in real time. If you're on the blog side, Blog Talk Radio side, if you have a question over there, you can hit one on your dial. You're on the conference side. You have a question for Mother Sydney or myself, we're going to give you an opportunity. I'm here preparing ourselves for our church musical, which is Saturday, 6 o'clock p.m. The cost is only $5 for the ticket to come in. Saturday morning, we will be having our friends and family there. You are invited to come to join us for tomorrow morning, I will be putting my brother-in-law to rest. You know, it's tomorrow morning. And a.m. to 11, 11 to 12, will be burying him on tomorrow. And we pray for our good friend, Apostle Wallace. His mother will be buried tomorrow. We'll come back Monday. Another one of our members. They're burying their family member, Sharonda Selden. All week long, they're connecting with men and women of God that lost family members. Amen. So as I said to some people, some things you have to keep moving in, through, and forth. How do you do it? Not sweating. To you to do what's necessary. Do what we do. Require a different spiritual dimension. Do it. That's the thing. So all of the other stuff goes on. You still have to do that too. In the mid. And I think oftentimes people get assignment mixed up with emotions, feelings, and how they feel. And that's not it. Stay on your assignment. Assignment is to do the will of the Father which sent you. Jesus said it well, his mother explained to the world. And do the will of the Father. Mary. To after the church was something else, people. Catholicism is a big mess right now. And what's getting ready to shake us is going to really shift us. All right. Not going to tarry long. Any final questions? Administrator Brian, any questions over there?
No, sir, man, to God.
All right. That's you on today.
For sure.
Administrator Rita Brian. All right, we'll take a quick commercial and we'll be right back.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Dr. Laron Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and Laron Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on Laron Matthews' Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. Laron Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available times. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet Laron Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Alrighty, it's a revealing time in the world, in the nation, and God is bringing it alive to you, you, and you on today, beloved, and we're thanking God for him revealing all things, bringing it alive to you that you will see him for who he is in you and for you on this day. Thank God for all of the things that the Lord is doing for many of us in this dispensation and timing that we're in. God is gracious enough to allow us this window to see it, experience it, and know it while everything is happening. Many people are preparing for certain destructions and all of the things that's happening. You'll see that. You'll know that. It's a cleaning up task, civilizational shifting. Yeah. Some people are sitting in their office ready to be taken up out of here. Don't get up out of here. So make sure you, when you're getting up out of here, you're getting up out of here the right way, not the way you think. Some people that believe in God going to take their enemy out. I get them. Solomon said, I'm not interested in enemy. What do you want me to do with these, your people? Tell me what you want me to do. All I need is, I need the wisdom to be able to deal with these, your people. Show me how to deal with them. God said, you know what, Solomon? You ain't asking for money. You ain't asking for your enemy here. But what I'm going to do is give you something that very few people will be able to have. You won't understand it. I'm going to give you wisdom with it. But I'm not going to tell you what's going to cost you, because you read it in Ecclesiastes. The one, wisdom creates sorrow. The greater you get of this wisdom, the greater it becomes sorrowful for you. Because the more knowledge you have to help people who don't have the knowledge, you become sorrowful for it. But you're like, man, Lord, I got all of this wisdom. They ain't not getting it. It creates sorrow for me. Because you give it what you can give. But it's not the sorrowfulness. It's just the wisdom that you want. Genesis. I mean, Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Read it. No. Want that wisdom? Comes with a price tag too. Solomon had to understand what it cost him. Want to live a long life? And you have to eat the right food to live a long life. You want to prosper? Got to go inside that gene and pull out the gene that's going to give you the wittiness and the creativity. Want to breathe, rest your body so the cells can regenerate itself. All of these things are very critical to the precipitation in the land, Mother Selma City. You're springing forth, people of God, you're springing forth. It ain't what you think it is. It's what God is saying. You're in a totally different dimension. And the enemy making you feel confused. Be confused. You're not confused. God has just had you in a spiritual dimension. In the earth, man. Moving fast. Quickly. In the midst of what's going on. And made you ready. What I call making a person ready. Where you go. That's the way it is, Walter Cronkite said. Makes it very plain before you leave the earth. Everybody, everything changes. But to understand the power. All right, well, we bless the Lord on today. We have on the blog side, question over there on the blog side. God bless you, 3891. God bless you on today. You have a question? You can unmute your line over there, 3891 on the blog side.
Good morning.
Good morning,
everybody.
God bless you.
And so grateful to
morning,
hear your
woman
voice.
Of God.
I'm glad to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And the mother of the house.
Good morning.
I'm truly grateful. And I have a question.
Amen.
I have a question.
For Mother Sydney or myself?
Either one. You or Mother Sydney?
Yes.
It just, I feel like, I don't know what to do. It's just like my body and everything feel like it's in neutral. And I have a lot of good plans and stuff. It's just like getting a car out of muddy. I off of Muddy Hill. I just want to know what, I don't know what to do.
Well, let's say this. First, let me ask
just
you, how long have you been? You've been listening in this morning. How long you been listening in? Have you been listening in the last 30 to 35 minutes?
Well, about 40 minutes. I'll be known.
Sure.
It's like things are going, stuff that you see it went over my head. I mean, you know. Like with
Shane was kind of going over your head, you were saying.
Yeah, he was trying to explain about the Golgari calendar. It kind of went over my head.
Gotcha. Understand. Okay. What I was sharing with Mother Finney said that same thing as it relates to how she was feeling. No, she was asking a question about the same thing you asked, Mother, and I was asking her how long she had been on because I had explained it, but she said some of the things went over her. Yeah, as it relates to what we were sharing. Try to describe what's going on. I'm going to try to sum it up in an easy way. But you're probably dealing with your body. You want to share with me? Come on, you can share with me. Then it'll be easy for you. You can explain it yourself. Because you know what happens when people share it? They really have the answer. They just need clarity. So go ahead, share. And I'll back you up. How about that? Go ahead.
I want to, I have a lot of plans. And just like the mobility, my mind was going, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it's like something just shut it down. And this